And welcome back to What the Wit. I'm Cody.
I'm Noah. And today we will be telling you about a very unique story and a student at Wittenberg that has never graduated. And his name is Wally Witt.
And with that, let's get into it. First, giving you a little background about who Wally is.
Wally found his home in 1991 at Wittenberg University. Wally proudly sits outside of Wittenberg's Student Center and Central Dining Room. He is a welcoming face to students who come all over the country to Wittenberg, and often alumni come back and take pictures with friends and family next to him.
Man, all that work at the library, and I still don't know what way I should go talking about Wally Witt for this podcast. I interviewed Linda and got to learn some of the origins of where Wally came from. I got to interview my main man, Kenny, and he kind of told me about how he's a friend to him and so many on this campus. I'm just so lost. I wish I could just interview Wally and ask him a story or two that he holds dear to his heart, or just how he feels about himself on this campus. Wait, I'm recalling something. Didn't Kenny say that if you go and sit next to Wally, he's able to listen and hear, like, what I'm saying? I don't know. He's just a statue. He couldn't possibly. Well, why not give it a shot? Who knows? He might be able to help me find some closure.
On this cold November night, with the moonlit just right, Cody would find his request answered. Cody would go on to experience something no other student had ever experienced nor thought possible before.
Man, this feels weird, but let's give it a shot. Well, Wally, if you're listening, I could really use some guidance right now, or just someone to hear me kind of spew about what I'm thinking. I'd love to ask you some questions, too, if, you know, you could come to life or something.
Hey. What's up, Cody?
What was that? Wally? Is that you?
Yeah, what's going on?
How's it going? How are you talking to me right now?
Honestly, I don't know. It must be something in this Springfield air.
This is crazy. I was just thinking what I would ask you if you could really talk. Well, I mean, from what I've seen, you can move your mouth, you can move your arm. You want to go for a walk and talk? Maybe show you around campus a little bit?
Oh, most definitely. I actually have a story for you. You know, I get told a lot of stories just sitting here. I listen a lot, and I don't really ever get to tell a story that means something to me. So, back when I first got on campus, 91, way back in the day, there's a night quite like this, actually, and this girl. I never caught her name, actually, but she walked past, and she was with her friends. And as I walked past, she pointed at me and said, "I wish I could just streak the hollow with Wally one time." And then she continued to say, "And if only I could take him to the kissing bridge." And I've been thinking about that ever since that day.
So you'd say, in some way, you kind of wish you could be more of a student. Like, you could have the ability to go to classes, the ability to walk amongst your peers, and just, like, actually get the feel of Wittenberg instead of just sitting here, man?
Yeah, I do, but sitting here's nice. It's quiet. It's relaxing. I get to see students grow up through their 4 years at Wittenberg. I get to watch everyone go to class, scramble for their finals. And on alumni weekend, parents weekend, or whenever people are coming to visit, they get to get a picture with me. And it just puts a smile on my face and theirs.
So, Wally, I don't know if you, like, know this, but just from what we've been talking, it just kind of came to my mind. You really act as, like, an older brother for a lot of these people on campus. Like, you're just someone that, regardless of our emotions, we can just go sit and talk to, whether we're happy, sad. Like, you hear all of our memories, all of our emotions, and you're always here to listen to us. And I think that's something really special that we have here at Wittenberg.
Yeah, actually, Cody, do you remember that one time your freshman year when you sat right next to me and told me about how your lacrosse season was going and how you wished you things were going better and how, you know, you hadn't been playing as well as you wanted to and you're really looking forward to being here for 4 years and seeing what you can accomplish? And I'm proud to say that watching you over these 4 years, it's been a good progress and good change.
You were here to hear that? Man, I thought I was just talking to a statue. I didn't know you were able to hear all that.
I hear a lot. People don't think I do. but I do. I'm always the one doing the listening, but tonight, I was the one able to do the talking. I hope people can learn a lot from our conversation, Cody. Sometimes, you just need someone to listen to what's going on. Whether it's with school, athletics, your future, or just life in general. I'm glad I can be that for students at Wittenberg, and I'm glad to call it home. And by some miracle, I feel like you and I were able to help each other out tonight.
Well, thank you, Wally, for telling me all this. I feel like I've definitely grown as a person, and that no one's going to believe me, but I'll definitely make sure that people look at you a lot differently, just like how I learned to during this experience.
Hey, it was great spending time with you, Cody. Don't forget to stop by and say hi after you graduate.
Man, what a story.
Yeah, maybe everyone could learn a thing or two from Wally Witt.
And with that, I'm Cody.
And I'm Noah. And thanks for listening to this episode of What the Witt?